We now come to the first feature. You will all know that one of the most frequent contributors to our features section is Derek James. However, this week he was the subject of a feature. As the Queen celebrates her Platinum Jubilee this month, Angie George chatted to some of Norfolk's own extraordinary long-serving workers. We will meet another later, but first, here is her account of meeting with Derek James. It's read by Tim Peters.
Derek James has worked as a journalist for 58 years and still writes weekly features for the EDP, Weekend and Let's Talk magazine. Derek, who grew up in Diss and went to school at Ursham Hall, started his career in journalism at 16 when he got a job at the Diss Express in 1964 during the school holidays. "I loved it from the moment I started. I never went back to school," he says. "They offered me a job, so I stayed. And I've been working in newspapers ever since. I've never wanted to do anything else." Derek has fond memories of his first day at the Diss Express. "I had to buy my own typewriter, and it cost £4. I got paid £5 a week, so I lost that money," he laughs. The journalist says he's always loved talking and listening to people and finding out all about them. "I get more pleasure out of talking to a couple who have celebrated their golden wedding just from telling their stories," he says. "So often they're just ordinary people, and they never get the chance to tell their stories in a local newspaper." During his almost six-decade career, the most poignant times have included speaking with people who served in the Second World War. "It was very interesting for me to sit down and talk to them and to realize how these gentlemen and women would put their own lives at risk to save others. We've got freedom today because of them," he says. A lot of people who came back from the Japanese prisoner of war camps, well, they wouldn't speak for years about it because it was so horrendous. "I felt it was a great honor just to be able to sit there and listen to them talk. I felt very humble about that." Amongst other publications, Derek has worked for the East Anglian Daily Times, the Christchurch Times, Huddersfield Daily Examiner, and Marylebone Mercury. He recalls that whilst he was working for the Newham Recorder, he was sent off to interview several East End gangsters. "They didn't tell me they were gangsters till I got back to the office," he chuckles. Derek settled back in Norfolk after a job offer writing the Whiffler page, a chatty feature that was in the paper every night. "I used to go on Radio Norfolk every week and speak to Roy Waller and Keith Skews, and I really enjoyed it. One of the best things I ever did in Norwich was years ago when a chap came to see me, Derek Moore, and he played with a group called the Toffs. He said, 'Wouldn't it be nice to find the other members?' So I wrote a story, and then other members of other Norfolk rock and roll bands got in touch, and all of a sudden they started talking to each other. They were mostly grandfathers, but we asked them if they would ever play again. I spoke to David Clayton, Andy Archer, and Roy Waller, and the Norwich Evening News and Radio Norfolk Golden Years started. It was organised by a man called Terry Wickham. We had 8 bands playing at the Talk in 1996. It sold so well, we had to move it to the UEA. We raised about £120,000 for various charities. We had Tony Sheridan, a Norwich man who taught the Beatles to rock and roll in Hamburg in the early 60s. They called him the Teacher. He came back from Germany to play. We got Peter Jay and the Jaywalkers, and the whole thing was just wonderful." After all this time, Derek is still very much working and writing now. "I can't stop," he laughs. "If it suddenly got boring, I'd give it up. I thought I'd probably retire at 65, but I'm 73 now, and I want to keep going. I don't know what else I could do, really." What does it take to be a good writer? Well, be interested in people and events. It's a privilege to be able to pass on information and trying to get the correct facts and figures. They'll soon let you know if you got it wrong, he chuckles. and it shows somebody is reading it and taking an interest.
Thank you, Tim. It's great to learn a bit more about our most prolific contributor,